In Michigan, a new berry is showing up on grocery store shelves. It's called a Saskatoon. It's common in Canada, but was almost unheard of in the U.S. until a few years ago. Now a group of rookie farmers in Michigan is building a new industry with hopes that the berry will take off in the States. Peter Payette of Interlochen Public Radio reports.
Steve Ducheney's been looking forward to this day for 6 years. Today, he's delivering a few cases of dark purple Saskatoons to a grocery store in northern Michigan.
You know, you guys just call me, you know, when you're getting low or whatever, just give me a call and we'll make it happen.
Saskatoons look a lot like a blueberry, both the plant and the fruit, even though the shrub is more closely related to an apple tree. Some people describe them as having a nutty flavor, like an almond. But Ducheney has trouble describing the taste.
Every time I eat them, I get a different flavor. The other day, I had somebody tell me they taste like peach, and that was the first time I heard that one.
There are about 20 Saskatoon growers in northern Michigan, and most had never farmed before. One is a retired auto worker. Another was a school superintendent. Steve Ducheney is actually a cabinet maker who planted Saskatoons after the economy here crashed in 2008.
I thought, boy, I need to do something else to make some more money, and we have 3 acres of property out there, and I get tired of mowing the grass. The grass doesn't make me any money, so I thought I need to plant something in the yard that's going to help boost our income.
Ducheney will be busy this month harvesting berries. In addition to deliveries, he opens his small farm to people who want to pick Saskatoons themselves. Rich Fozzie's wife sent him over for berries for a pie. He thinks Saskatoons taste like a cross between blueberries and cherries.
They're real sweet. That's why I kind of threw cherry in there, because it's not exactly like a blueberry.
Fozzie has seen a wild variety of this plant before, what is sometimes called a Juneberry in Michigan. But he says those berries weren't like these.
These are bigger, have fewer seeds than the wild ones.
It was Canadian farmers who first began cultivating wild Saskatoons more than 30 years ago. And it was in Canada where Steve Fouch first encountered the plant about a decade ago. Fouch is a retired Michigan State University extension agent, and he started promoting Saskatoons in northern Michigan because the plant is cold hardy and the soil here is just right. This part of Michigan mainly grows cherries, and Fouch says people were skeptical.
People sort of sit back and say, this is such a great thing. Why wasn't this here 100 years ago? You know, I tell people the same thing. The first cherry tree was planted, you know, in the late 1800s, okay, in the area on Autonome Mission Peninsula. And people probably laughed when they started talking about, well, maybe this would be a good commercial fruit.
Now the Saskatoon industry has grown to the point that a few farmers, like Steve Ducheney, can supply grocery stores. He'll even deliver fruit into suburban Detroit, about 4 hours south. Ducheney's also been working in the kitchen, developing products with Saskatoons.
Like the jams and the jellies and the pie fillings. I just did a Saskatoon bourbon barbecue sauce the other day, and it is really good.
In fact, things are looking so good that Steve Ducheney is considering getting out of the furniture-making business. He says the day can't come soon enough when he puts down his woodworking tools and picks up his apron and garden shears full time. For NPR News, I'm Peter Payette in Interlochen, Michigan.